Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. Today I want to share with you 10 characteristics that make a digital team successful. Because you have to ask yourself, why do some digital in-house teams have all the resources and people they could ever need, while others seem to struggle on a daily basis? Does it really all come down to senior management, or do we have our part to play? I've had the dubious pleasure of working with well over 30 higher education institutions from around the world. Each of these organisations all have digital teams, yet their investment in digital varies wildly. Some teams seem to consist of a couple of people sitting in a basement, while other institutions of a similar size have floors of people working on digital. What's the source of this discrepancy? That's the question I asked myself while writing User Experience Revolution and Digital Adaptation. It's a puzzle that led me to identify 10 traits that I observed in well-resourced, successful digital teams. So let's take a moment to explore what exactly helps a digital team succeed in a higher education institution or indeed anywhere else. Number one, successful teams show rather than tell. One thing I've observed is that non-digital colleagues, such as those in senior management, struggle to understand the benefits that a digital team can provide. Successful digital teams seem to grasp this, and they've learned to communicate differently. Instead of relying on documentation and presentations that talk about the benefits they can provide, they show people instead. Some use prototyping as a way to demonstrate to management how much better the user experience could be, how much better it would be if the team got the investment it needed and could throw off the constraints imposed upon it. Other teams rely on showing management videos of users struggling with existing digital services to compel them into action. But whether showing management the success of others or presenting them with a visualization of the customer journey map, successful teams grasp that you have to show people stuff and not just tell them. Number two, successful teams focus others on users. Let's face it, most universities and most organizations are relatively inward looking. They tend to focus heavily on the needs of customers. That can prove a problem when it comes to making digital successful. That's why successful digital teams are constantly refocusing internal stakeholders on the needs of users. For example, instead of starting a project with a brief from their internal client, they begin by creating user story cards or carrying out top task analysis. When there's a disagreement over the best approach, a successful digital team will suggest testing with real users. They embed usability testing in their everyday workflow and, in some cases, even insist stakeholders attend at least some sessions. By involving users at every step of the process and encouraging stakeholders to consider user needs, it helps others realize just how valued digital services are by the next generation of consumers or students or whatever. Number three. Successful teams collaborate. Of course, it would be naive to blame management and other stakeholders for all the woes suffered by digital teams. In many cases, we're our own worst enemy. For example, many digital teams I work with are terrible at collaborating. By contrast, the more successful digital teams have become adept at incorporating stakeholders into the production process. By involving them in decision-making through exercises such as design sprints or workshops, they show their colleagues how the institution should build digital services. But more significantly, they also give stakeholders a sense of ownership over the digital services they helped create. That makes them considerably less likely to reject those ideas and those services and defend them to colleagues. Ironically, many digital teams claim to work in an agile way, a methodology built around close collaboration. However, far fewer digital teams are truly agile in the sense that they include all those involved in a project, even if those individuals work in different departments. To be honest, you can't really claim to be agile or collaborative if you're handing off work to a development team or failing to embed your internal client in your agile project team. Number four, successful teams educate. Close collaboration with colleagues across the organisation has another benefit too. It helps educate them about the potential of digital. Successful digital teams understand that one day digital needs to become as ubiquitous as electricity, and for that to happen, they will need to teach people how to use it. Education also raises the profile of digital, which in turn helps the digital team do its job properly. A successful digital team spends as much time educating as it does implementing. Successful digital teams routinely blog, run training, send newsletters, and even in some cases run workshops or in-house conferences. In fact, prominent user researcher Lisa Reichelt once said that she spends only 30% of her time doing her job. The other 70% of the time is spent communicating with colleagues. Number five, successful teams have adjusted their attitude. Finally, for this podcast at least, we come to probably the hardest trait to describe. Based on my experience, successful digital teams seem to have a different attitude to their less successful peers. More successful teams seem to manage to maintain a positive, proactive approach even when things get tough. You could argue that because they're more successful, it enables them to keep a more positive outlook, and that might indeed be true. But what is also evident is that their positive attitude also encourages further success. Many of the teams I encounter who are struggling suffer from two distinct problems. First, they've become cynical and beaten down. Anything you suggest, they've already tried in the past and it failed. They feel like nothing can ever change and they've effectively given up. This is an understandable conclusion to reach, and many teams have good reason for feeling like it. But just because something failed in the past doesn't mean it will do so today. Digital has become much, much more business critical, and universities, and indeed any other organisation, are increasingly beginning to appreciate its value. If ever there was a time to fight the good fight one last time, it's now. But there's a second, more insidious problem I see in the attitudes of struggling digital teams. Many of them have become institutionalised. Years of working within the same sector has limited their thinking and led them to dismiss new approaches. Now, that's in stark contrast to the more successful digital teams. Teams that don't wait for permission but push ahead with digital innovation. These same teams are unafraid to challenge the status quo and do things differently. Their positive attitude also affects how they interact with other parts of the organisation. Many digital teams become seen as a roadblock that other departments have to work around. Their cynical attitude means that they continually say no. But the more productive, proactive teams, on the other hand, enthusiastically work with stakeholders to find the best solution both for them and the user. Others see them as problem solvers, not as a barrier. So, stay tuned for more. The characteristics I've outlined in this podcast is only the tip of the iceberg, and there's still a lot more traits I want to explore. Traits that I'll unpack in the second part of this two-part series. To make sure you don't miss out on it, subscribe to these audio updates or subscribe to the Terminal 4 blog where this was originally posted.